excerpt from The Thing Around Your Neck by Chimamanda Adichie, Cell 1. The first time our house was robbed, it was our neighbor Osita who climbed in through the dining room window and stole our TV, our VCR, and the Purple Rain and Thriller videotapes my father had brought back from America. The second time our house was robbed, it was my brother, Namabia, who faked a break-in and stole my mother's jewelry. It happened on a Sunday. My parents had traveled to our hometown, Mbise, to visit our grandparents, so Namabia and I went to church alone. He drove my mother's green Peugeot 504. We sat together in church as we usually did, but we did not nudge each other and stifle giggles about somebody's ugly hat or threadbare kaftan, because Namabia left without a word after about 10 minutes. He came back just before the priest said, "The mass is ended. Go in peace." I was a little piqued. I imagine he had gone off to smoke and to see some girl, since he had the car to himself for once, but he could at least have told me where he was going. We drove home in silence, and when he parked in our long driveway, I stopped to pluck some Ixora flowers while Namabia unlocked the front door. I went inside to find him standing still in the middle of the parlor. "We've been robbed," he said in English.